This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We've now got on the line Richard Wynn. Richard is the Minister for Planning and I think now Multicultural Affairs. Richard?
Hang on a second. There we go.
Sorry, you're there. Hi, we've got Richard Wynn. Richard is the Member for Richmond, Minister for Planning, and I think now also Multicultural Affairs. Is that right?
Yes, good morning, Macca. How are you?
I'm very well. And congratulations.
You'll be delighted to hear that I've just peeled the prawns.
Yes.
In preparation for a late Christmas lunch.
Because you're actually, it's a bit of a tradition for you. You're helping out, helping serve and everything at a lunch for homeless folk at the Fitzroy Town Hall. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've done that now for... must be nearly 15 years since my boys were quite young, and we're down at the Fitzroy Town Hall again this year for St Mary's House of Welcome, which of course would be known to many of your listeners as one of the really important outreach services on Brunswick Street, which really caters for some of the most needy in our community. And look, it's a great day. I mean, it will be, of course, a full house. And Macca, we shouldn't forget that, you know, days like Christmas Day can be quite sad for people who are dislocated from friends and family, and that's why we get together, just, you know, right across the state, in fact, in church halls and town halls and so forth, to say that, you know, Victorians do want to reach out to people who are vulnerable at this time.
And it's important. It's important, Dick. And you know, it is a day where it has so much significance for so many people, but it can also be a little bit of a downer. And people, you know, what you're doing is fantastic and awesome because, and you've been doing it for so long, you're actually giving up a lot of your Christmas day for people that are, you know, most of us are in a fortunate position. You know, we have somewhere to live, we have something to eat, we have a job, we have some money. Not everyone's in that position, and I think what you do on a Christmas Day and other times during the year is really very important, but it's so commendable, so thank you.
Well, thanks very much, Macca. I mean, we can't forget, of course, that many of the clients of St Mary's House of Welcome in Bunch Street, along with so many other organisations that reach out, are dealing with people who, you know, are suffering, you know, really often a multitude of issues, whether they're drug and alcohol or mental health or, of course, in my portfolio now, again, of, as you say, of housing, homelessness. These are really important organisations, and I'm just, you know, thrilled to obviously be, again, the Minister for Housing, but also as the local member here in Richmond.
And I've got to congratulate you, Dick. You had a fantastic win in Richmond, and I'm putting it all down to when you came and spoke to us on air and I advocated to put a dick in Parliament.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's clearly acknowledged across the parliamentary chamber.
Surely that's your next campaign slogan for the next election. Surely.
Put the dick back in Richmond.
And Macca's your campaign manager by the sounds
absolutely
of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. No, look, it was a fantastic result locally. We, for the first time in many years, won every single booth with swings of, you know, 10-12%. We won the pre-poll handsomely. We won postals. We won absentees. And on the night, it was a wonderful night. And I was just so thrilled that I was returned so convincingly. And I remember coming to to our celebration and just looked, because you don't get to see what the television, the telecast, and I looked up at the television to see that we'd won. Well, they were predicting 54 seats.
Yep.
I thought, oh my God, this is crazy. Wonderful. Just a wonderful night and a wonderful affirmation, I think, of the government. Because I think at the end of the day, people understood that we're actually trying to do things. Well, you know, whether it's the Melbourne Metro, the level crossing removals. I mean, the huge investment in education is quite unprecedented. And we've got budgets now, you know, in the out years for the next 3 or 4 years on infrastructure spend in the order of $10 to $12 billion. I mean, it's double what our predecessors spent.
And it's not just that physical, that infrastructure and other things, Dick. You know, to be honest, it's the support of equality and diversity that the Victorian government has demonstrated. And thank you for the role you played in helping to secure some recurrent funding for Joy.
Pleasure. Macro, I think that's right. I mean, I think that we are seen as the most progressive government in the country. I mean, the Dying with Dignity legislation was massive. I think that the work that we did in concert with, you know, Fiona Patton, and I'm delighted that she has got back in for the supervised injecting facility, which is saving people's lives in North Richmond. Of course, I mean, how good's it going to be to have the Pride Centre up? I mean, it's just something incredibly special.
It is, and, you know, people will say, oh, this is a party political broadcast. I can say one thing.
It's a statement of fact.
It's a statement of fact. It's not fake news. It's actually real news. And it says, you know, that this has happened because government has listened, and, you know, we've been able to secure, you know, some funding, but other LGBTI community organisations also. But, you know, it's also the work, and I wanted to touch briefly, Dick, you know, the safe injecting room. We had Nico Clark on again last Saturday.
What an impressive
man. But the work that centre is doing, and I know this was a big, well, people wanted to make it into a big issue in a negative way in the election in Richmond. Well, it didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work. And I remember when the former opposition leader and his spokesperson came out and said, if we are re-elected on the first day, we'll close it. I just thought, this is just outrageous.
Yeah.
And we know when Nico would have spoken to you about this, in any number of cases of people who've come through who they've had to resuscitate, he would have told you that many of those people would have died.
And
the beautiful thing is also, because it is a wraparound service, and this is the difference between us and Sydney. The Sydney is a supervised injecting facility, but it doesn't have all of the wraparound services that we have at the Community Health Centre, so that what he told me is that in 25% of cases, people coming through are going, hey, I've got some other issues I need to talk to people about. You know, whether it's health-related issues, homelessness issues, mental health issues, drug and alcohol issues. I mean, this is exactly what the service was, in fact, designed to do. And I'm just thrilled with how well it's going.
And Dick, there was a great example Nico told us on Saturday of some advancements in medical care for dental caries, and whereby there was a homeless chap who had actually couldn't get a job. He needed his teeth repaired. They managed to do that at the facility, and were, you know, was halfway to getting a job interview. So,
well, yeah,
they're
able
help.
To effectively temporarily. We might have the technology wrong in terms of filling a cavity, but it is that wraparound stuff that's very important. Look, Dick, I just want to thank you for giving us your support during the year on the station. It's been fantastic to talk to you. But also giving up, you know, some time on today on your Christmas Day is really, really important. And what you're doing down there in Fitzroy, and you've been doing it for 15 years on Christmas Day, that's what Christmas is about, and that's what I like to see our elected politicians doing, is engaging with their communities. So thank you for doing that.
It's an absolute pleasure working with you, as always. You are a wonderful organisation, wonderful advocates for your community. I'm can't. I'm busting to see the new Pride Centre, even if it is in Foley's world and not mine. we're not opening that debate again. But it's just been just great working with you all. Have a fantastic Christmas and a great New Year. Look forward to seeing you in a new year.
Okay, and thanks again for your work. And I want our listeners to remember, next state election, again, put a dick in Parliament.
see you, Macca. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.